Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What is that? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welch. We are In This League, and we're back. Hour three, 3 hours of this stuff every week. How long have we been on this? We get an anniversary present. Get a raise, an anniversary present. Maybe a little bonus, a little holiday bonus. Putting up some numbers.
I mean, yeah, I think so.
You know,
let's
what I
ask
want.
Our illustrious boss, Mike Cardano.
Yeah, where's our bonus? I'll tell you what I want as a bonus, Cardano.
Jelly of the Month Club?
What's that?
It's a gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
Oh, that's the good reference and kind of appropriate. I think that would work. No, what I want, I don't think it's too big of an ask. How about a Nintendo Switch?
Oh,
that would save your boy Welch some Christmas money.
I want however much a Nintendo Switch costs.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because that's going to get you. Oh, boo. Well, that could get you a PS4 and Red Dead.
Okay, let's do that. Let's go.
Dude, PS4s, I don't understand. Is it because they've been out forever? I was looking, like, the Black Friday deals are coming up, and, you know, like, one thing I love is a deal, even if it's not. And I'm like, I don't need that. And then I'm like, ooh, but it's a deal.
You are the biggest sucker for Black Friday. Yeah. You're like, oh, my God.
Oh, dude, not even Black Friday. Like, I'll get an email or I go to the site. It's called, like, dealnews.com. Or I'll get, like, some email and it'll be like, hey, Daily Deals has got this thing going on right now. It's this really cool, like, military knife. It's only $6.99. It's normally $20. And I'm like, I gotta get this. This knife is $6. Free
shipping.
Because
you're using a bunch of military knives, are you?
I've got like four of them. I got like four of them here.
Why? Are you serious?
I swear to God. Right in my drawer
you
right here.
You are such a rube.
I got like four of them. They're really nice, too. A couple of them are
Can I just have one?
Maybe. Yeah, I got one that's got a light on it.
Yeah.
Built into that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
I didn't think I took that out of the package.
Man.
Yeah.
See, what you do is you wait for your Rube friend who buys four knives that he doesn't need, and then you just ask him for one. Ooh. That's what you do.
Or you buy your friend a knife, quote unquote, for Christmas, and you just repackaging.
That's
off the
right.
Day.
And then he gives you all the passwords for everything that he has. So
I think we just got a deal. I think we just struck a deal right here on the episode. Yeah, I'll give you one. I see him all the time. I'm a total sucker for that. But I'm in Christmas mode, and my wife, I know we got to talk about football, but like, you know, Christmas stuff is up in Walmart, so we can clearly talk about this. My wife started the bit last year where she said, all right, how about just for the kids? And I was like, oh, no Christmas for us. You know, so that means nothing for me, which is okay because usually it's a disappointment. So
right.
It's actually okay. So it's only focused on the kids. But what that does mean is that mean it's time for me to be on the lookout for some me presents.
Oh, okay.
And I found a me present today. I felt bad about buying it, but I just had to. I was happened to stop by the Total Wine.
Was it a deal?
It was not a deal, but it's it's actually the thing I love more than a deal. This is beyond a deal. It's the rare thing.
I
love the thing that's rare that you can't get anywhere else.
You elitist.
It's the worst, but I love bourbon. Bourbon's kind of one of my things, and I've chilled out on it a lot over the last year, but there's this one that only comes out very small quantity near the holiday season, and it's by this company I love called High West.
It's called Pumpkin Spice Bourbon.
Gross. Oh, but it's by High West, but it's this bourbon called A Midwinter Night's Dram, and it's this very special one, and I found it, and I was like, well, there's no Christmas presents.
Is that like finding Iceman on the shelf?
It's more rare than Iceman, the old 90s Iceman. It's never there. So I picked it up, and that. But I was like, "There's no presents for the family." Eh, I don't want to do that. It's too much.
Can I guess?
You can guess a range.
85 to 115.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It'll be.
It's not something you do daily or even monthly. So that's
No. It'll be over a long time. But I was so.
I mean, that's
happens,
like two video games for your kids. But
yeah. See, that's why I think I need a bonus. I need a bonus because. But I'm thinking there's no other presents outside the kids, so we need a little Welsh present. So I picked myself up something like that. But here's what'll happen. This is my mistake.
Treat yourself.
When Black Friday comes, I'll be like, I need this thing over here, and that'll be the Welsh present. But I think the bonus that I should receive is I'm unselfishly. I don't even want it for me. I want it for my kid.
Yeah, you know, talking about the bonus you deserve is totally unselfish.
It's the most selfish unselfish thing I can do.
You're going to fall on the sword here, are you? What a guy.
I want this for my kid. I want a Nintendo Switch, first video game system. I've been getting him on the computer emulators of the Mario. You think he's ready? I'm even passing up a cheaper PlayStation 4. I looked on the Black Friday deals. Nintendo Switches are going for like $300 with like a game. PS4s with the new Spider-Man, which looks incredible, $200.
Wow.
$200 for a PS4 and the new Spider-Man. That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I mean, It kind of makes me want to go out and buy a PS4. I mean, I wouldn't care about Spider-Man. I would, trade it in and use whatever that is to get the Red Dead. But
you know what you could do? And this is how you could justify it, Boggs, is just Twitch all the times you play. Then you could write it off and you're making content when you're doing it. And you would be interesting because you'd probably do some late night ones too, get a different audience. There could be some ITL money involved. Maybe you could be like Spore with a Twitch partner and you just Twitch your games and you write it off.
That does sound like a lot of work hooking that up so people can see it though, isn't it?
Spore could help you. No, I don't think so at all.
Okay.
All these systems now are like connected to the internet big time. So I think it's pretty easy.
I mean, most of the time I should be doing something else with my time, though. That's, to be honest, that's why it's like when, you're an alcoholic and you don't want to put a bunch of liquor in your house. It's kind of the same deal with me with the video games, because that is like, you get obsessive about cards and booze and all that stuff. I'm like, no, I have to play this till I win. Yeah. Like, that's just it. So I'll get on that and I'll have to, play it constantly, and I should be doing other stuff. So it's kind of nice that I don't have a system here.
This is true. Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I'm not going to rule it out completely.
A generous listener that has a connection that says, hey, I just want to hook it up, slide into the DMs. I want to get a follow. And
yeah,
I'm going to
works at a GameStop or something. Maybe one fell off the truck.
You could steal something. Pull a Chad. Right. You could steal something.
Five finger discount. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. It fell off a truck.
Accidentally walk out. The All-Star game with it.
It fell off a truck. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah.
At the All-Star game.
People out there got at the All-Star game. You're going to the bathroom and you didn't know you had it on. Sir. There's someone out there that's got a connection. I don't want it for me. Bogman wants it for himself. I want this for my kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care about the Welsh's kid. Give me. Oh, come on. The one time I went up there, I bought him two gifts.
And he still talks about it.
Like, I don't care about him. Give me a break.
He still talks about it. Yeah. I mean, it's been a little while since you came up and got him a gift. But
yeah, it's been a little while.
And my daughter. You haven't even seen my daughter.
Yeah, I had. She was there.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her.
Oh, yeah. Did you bring
I bought her a gift, too.
What'd you buy her?
I don't know. Some doll thing you told me she would like.
You
I don't
did.
Know.
You know what? You did. I remember.
Yeah.
It was the Disney Genie show.
Sure, I don't remember what it was.
I remember you did. All right, well,
okay.
About time to get Uncle Bogman back up.
Uncle Bogman, I'm good.
With a Nintendo Switch.
See, I did my goodwill. Don't I deserve a PS4 in Red Dead? So
there you go. All right, there you go. It's a plate. Bonus time for In This League for all the work we're doing. I think it's more than reasonable to ask. Bogman, let's talk. Hey, maybe we could win some. Hey, dude, maybe we won some people some money and they want to pay it forward. How did we do in our maybe we're not gonna have it paid forward. How did our picks go this week?
Well, against the spread was good. Over under is not so good. We both were 5-7 on the over under, but against the spread you were 8-4 and I was 7-5. Ooh. Over 500 for both of us.
What was the the line?
You were 8-4, and I was 7-5.
No, I'm not doing the bit. That's the over-under. What were we against the spread?
5-7, both of us. Right there, but yeah.
Okay.
We're getting better. I mean, it's only taking us till week 9, so.
Yeah, kind of poop.
But we're getting better.
Okay, a little bit poopish.
Well, I mean, still above 500, so.
Yeah, all right.
Most bettors, even experienced ones, are 49%.
I'm telling you, if people just played our over-unders, they would make money. Don't play our lines.
No. Against the spread, we were good. Over-unders, we were bad last week.
But we were
giving misinformation. Over-unders, we were both 5-7. Against the spread, I was 7-5.
Oh, but wow, really?
Yeah.
Usually we're the over-under guys.
Yeah, we weren't.
Oh.
This week.
So don't listen to us. That's the most important piece of information. Shall we kick the games off?
Absolutely.
First up on the docket.
I'll take Pittsburgh in the over.
Of course. Okay, you win. don't you wish you would have put money on that game too, by the way?
No, I don't put money on. They would have lost. So.
Oh, because of that? Did you listen to your Steelers podcast?
Yes, I did.
God, it's so annoying.
I had to do, because they were early this week, I had to do it earlier. Normally I push it off, you know, like, I'll listen to it Saturday night into Sunday.
You should write them and say, I only listen to you.
No, like the information's great.
Is it?
It's just the stuttering and the stuttering guy is great. He just stutters and it gets on my nerves sometimes. But the other guy just doesn't care. Like, you can just hear it in his voice, like he's drinking his soda, you know.
Eating a Clif protein bar.
He's doing this bit where he's leaning over to get something, you know, instead of being in the microphone. And he just like, and there, this is the favorite thing that you love since you've been in radio for a million years, is their intro song plays and then just stops.
Ah, God, it's the worst podcast bit on the planet. Listen, you're not fooling anybody. It's separate files. Make it sound like a...
Hey, welcome.
And then, no, this is how they sound too. This is how they sound when that show happens. So it goes.
Welcome in to the podcast garbage show. Where and they sound
super far away. They do that because it's garbage.
Like I said, the information is good.
Put some effort.
Really, really good.
Put some effort into it.
Yeah, I mean, but they've been doing it for 10 years. They've been around a long time.
Okay, you had 10 years to make it sound better. The Steelers won a Super Bowl in the last 10 years.
They won in 2008.
Ooh,
yes.
No, 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's over 10 years. Yeah, yeah. That'd be February.
So, okay. Maybe they're not so much good luck. They haven't. Since that podcast has been on, Bogman, Steelers, 0 Super Bowls.
Well, they went to Super Bowl 45, but they lost that one.
All
so
right. I'm just pointing it out. All right. First up here, we have got the Lions and the Bears. Oh, my. Chicago is favored by 6.5 at home. Over-under is 44. What was it, Pat? Matthew Stafford?
Pat Stafford.
Boy, I'm never going to be able to do that.
At Statford.
14 touchdowns on the year. Looking for a Kenny Go-All-Day game to kind of rebound. The Lions hate to run with their best player, Kerryon Johnson. It's their least favorite thing to do.
Well, Chicago's great against the run, too. They're third in the NFL this year.
Kerryon Johnson just
85 yards a game.
Really? Is that the lowest?
No, that's third. So they're good. Really, really good at stopping the run.
Breaking news. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Chicago fifth in total yards. They're fourth in points. Like, the defense is very, very good. And this offense for Detroit has not been that great this year. 21st in yards, 20th in points. So they're well below average in basically everything. And they traded away Golden Tate. So, doesn't this line feel too big, though?
6.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great.
It's on the road.
Not a fan.
For low over two.
Don't love it.
Don't love it. So you're the reigning champion of all the stuff. So why don't you pick a winner and a over under here, Welsh?
Thank you, Cecilia.
I think that this might be the worst game of the week to pick.
I am going to go.
Pretty bad.
I'm going to go with the Bears and the over.
Bears and the over.
I feel much better about the over than I do taking the Bears on that line.
Ooh. It is. It's Chicago by 6.5, right? That's the line you have?
Yeah.
And you have 44?
Yep.
Okay.
What do you think, Dad?
I'm going to take Detroit. I'll go over as well. Uh-huh. I feel like if Detroit wins, I'm not hitting that over, but we'll see.
I was like, you're going to go contrarian there? What were you doing? All right, so you're taking Detroit in the over. I'm taking Chicago in the over.
I just feel like Detroit should be playing better than this, and I feel like Chicago's playing above where they should be. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay, so yeah, Detroit in the over for me, Chicago and the over for the Welsh.
Let's get one more here before the break. We have got the New Orleans Saints going to Cincinnati. New Orleans is favored by 5.5. The over-under is 54. Huge Michael Thomas is 120 yards away from a 1,000-yard season. Drew Brees does not have Dez Bryant, and the Bengals do not have A.J. Green. So what do you think here? The number one power rankings, New Orleans Saints going into Cincinnati.
Well, the Saints haven't lost a game since week one. Still, they beat the undefeated Rams last week. They're on some type of a roll. Now, the Bengals are coming off of the bye. They're at home. They've had 2 weeks to prep for this game. So I'm going to take New Orleans in the over. I can't take Cincinnati without A.J. Green. It means stack boxes for Joe Mixon. Tyler Boyd is good, but I think he's good as a complimentary wide receiver, too. I don't think that he can get it done. So I'm going to take New Orleans. I'm going to take the over just in case, though.
All right. I am going to take New Orleans, but I'm going to take the under here because there is some defense that can be had on both of these. And under. That line still allows like a 30-20 game. You know,
yeah, it does. Yeah,
still big scoring here. Saints defense has played a little bit better, both missing a few weapons. So I like the Saints here, and I like the under pretty decently, even though that's not fun to play with. When we come back, Bogman and I will continue our look at the Week 10 games. We didn't even talk about the bye weeks. We'll tell you the teams, even though we've gone through a couple that do have the bye weeks, and we will get through the rest of the morning and afternoon games into Sunday night and Monday. So don't go anywhere. It is Bogman and Welsh. More in this league coming up.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
All right, we're back at it. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh on Twitter at Bogman Sports and on Twitter at Is It The Welsh. That's where you can follow us. You can tweet with us, have so much fun, maybe get muted or blocked, any of the stuff. It's all on the table, really. We'll be glad to have you or just ignore you. Whatever. It's kind of your choice. It's not our choice. You know, I don't want to block anybody or mute anybody, but, you know, we'll get there. We get there, Bogman. Yeah. When's the last time you muted somebody?
Oh, that guy. I blocked him. What remember guy? We put the poll out in football? And he was like, he wrote up this whole tweet about how I don't add anything to anything ever or something like that. And then he deleted it, but it was too late. I already saw it and blocked him.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's a good one. All right, there you go. So
that was recent.
That was pretty recent. That was a pretty good one. I muted a guy the other day. I didn't block him.
Yeah.
I should have blocked him. But I just muted him.
Muting's good enough.
Yeah, because he's bad joke. So I was like, nah, you need to go.
Bad joke, bad mode. Not a good combo.
Yeah. Let's not mess with that. Up on the bye week. We didn't even talk about that as we went through the first couple games. This week, we have got...
Up on the bye week. Click, click, click.
Philip Lindsay will not do it. Philip Lindsay, I'm without this week. Denver Broncos. No Emmanuel Sanders, too. That sucks. Adam Thielen and the Vikings, they are on bye. That sucks. We have got the Baltimore Ravens, they're on bye, and the Houston Texans. By the way, I pulled off a trade in the Michael Rapaport listener league that I was doing. I
Rapaport
went back and forth on a trade. What do you think of this? I traded Mark Ingram. And
Valdez Scantling.
And I got TJ Yeldon and Alex Collins. And Alex Collins is on bye. And I had Alvin Kamara in the trade. So those are the peripherals. So I got T.Y. Hilton and Alex Collins. I traded Mark Ingram and Scantling.
Yeah, you got T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, I did great, right?
Alex Collins is nothing, but neither is the running back. Yeldon's nothing. So,
well, my running backs on this team are Alvin Kamara, Adrian Peterson, Dalvin Cook, LaShawn McCoy, and now Alex Collins. And yeah, I traded Mark Ingram away.
I don't like Alex Collins because they got Ty Montgomery, and I don't know what they're going to wind up doing with Ty Montgomery. So we'll see what his role is. He could move to wide out. They could use him exclusively in the backfield. No idea yet. And, but Alex Collins, if he stays the main running back, could be good in those RPOs if Lamar Jackson is starting. So it could, like, he's a wild card, but you got the best player in the deal is T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, so I feel pretty good about that. So those are the guys on bye. So we're dealing without some Adam Thielens. We're dealing without
Thielen.
Some Philip Lindsay's. You know, some of those things we're messing without. Let's go to the next game here. We've got the Atlanta Falcons at the Cleveland Browns, the Greg Williams Cleveland Browns. Atlanta's only favored by 6, and the over-under is 50.5. Does that seem not enough?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like enough, but maybe it's because they're on the road in the cold, you know. That's the best excuse I can think of.
How cold is it in Cleveland? Let me see. 41 degrees, it says. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, we would be cold there.
I'd be really cold there.
Yeah, it'd be really cold for
us. Dude, the other night, like a week and a half ago, I went to one of the Arizona Fall League games, and it's the only time I've done it in the entire Fall League. It was night, and I was like, I'm going to wear some shorts. You know, it's been nice warm days. I'm like, wear some shorts and a t-shirt. You know, I wasn't going all, media stuff. I was just going to have fun. It was so cold, but it was only like 62 degrees. I was so cold. I went with our guy Jag, and I was
understand, like, we're coming off of a 50 degree difference there, because it's been like 110 for a while. I mean, it's cooled down in recent weeks, you know what I mean? But 2 months ago, it was 110.
Yeah.
So that's 50 degree difference, you know, when it's 75 degrees most of the time, then it goes down to 25. You guys are cold.
It's really cold.
Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah,
we have very thin blood.
Yeah, a little thin skin, too. Right? No?
Yep, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Yeah, me a little bit more. all right, where the hell were we? We were Atlanta.
Talking about Atlanta. We were in Cleveland and talking about how cold 41 degrees is.
Yeah, Cleveland sucks. Running backs do very well against Atlanta. So, let me ask you this. Nick Chubb or Duke Johnson this week?
I think you could fire them both up.
I did, too.
Atlanta's defense is still bad.
But
I mean,
that's the whole point. Where do you go?
Bruce Irvin is nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And so are you saying that I have to pick one? Are you playing this game?
I'm playing that game.
If I had to pick one, I'd still go with Chubb because he's guaranteed touches.
Yeah, me too. Because if Duke Johnson's relegated to just the wide receiver numbers, I know he's going to be successful. But Atlanta just gives up all the yards to running backs, even rushing or receiving.
This is like a college game where you can start the starter and the backup.
Yeah.
Because defense is so bad.
Who was the running back that Nick Chubb played with? Wasn't it Nick Chubb and who? When he was at Georgia.
Tony Michelle.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
They had all three of those guys.
Can you even fathom?
It would be great to own all those guys in fantasy.
I saw a great picture that it was like, you know, a quarter of the NFL's running backs. It was those three. And then it was Wisconsin's running backs of James White, Corey Clement, and Melvin Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And Wisconsin has a kid that's going to be amazing,
running back. Oh, who?
Jonathan Taylor. He's a true sophomore this year.
Tell me about him, dude.
He can't come out till next year. Not a lot in the receiving game as of yet because Wisconsin doesn't throw the ball, but he does have a fumbling problem. I mean, he's probably the most explosive out of those guys. Melvin Gordon's very explosive too, but Jonathan Taylor just has like a different gear.
He needs to hold that ball around campus. And
yeah, he needs to do the program bit for sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, but yeah, a lot of fumbles for him. That's the big knock so far. So,
all right. So, what are we doing here? We haven't made that decision.
Atlanta at Cleveland.
Yeah. No, I mean, but what are you picking? 50.5 is the over under 6 Atlanta's favored by.
Cleveland has lost 4 in a row. I can't take Cleveland. You know, the coaching upheaval and all of that stuff, trading Carlos Hyde, it's looked bad.
This is Atlanta in the over, right?
Atlanta in the over. Yeah, because they have no defense. Cleveland should score. I mean, it's not like the days of old, you know, where they would do nothing. It's not DeShone Kizer. So, yeah, ATL over for me.
All right. ATL. ITL's on ATL. Let's go New England versus the Tennessee Titans. Incredible. The Titans are still 500. They're 4-4. The Patriots are 7-2. New England is a road 6.5 favorite. Over-under is 46.5. Sony Michel possibly back. Did you know James White is the leading receiver across both teams?
I mean,
61 catches, 531 yards. That's incredible. That's more than
I would think. Sony Michel has more receptions than anybody in Tennessee. They've been terrible.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. I mean, like, he's equivalent to like Keenan Allen. Like, he, like, I'm looking here. Keenan Allen has 47 receptions. James White has 61. James White has 531 yards. Keenan Allen has 630. One touchdown for Keenan, 6 receiving for James White.
Yeah, I had 0 shares of James White because I was like, well, they really started giving the ball to Rex Burkhead at the end of last year. Oh. And they did. He was outproducing James White by a lot last season. And then they added Sony Michel as a first round running back, which is a rare thing for the, you know, for the Patriots to go out and add an offensive weapon in the first round. So I was like, I don't know where James White's usage is going to come from. Rex Burkhead hurts himself. Sony Michel hurts himself. And he's the guy. So, I mean, we knew he could do it. We saw him, you know, should have been Super Bowl MVP. But, yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to take the under in this one because Tennessee makes teams play in the muck with them. Now, I'm not saying that this game couldn't be 42-0 New England because I could easily see it doing that. But I think I got to take the under in this one because outside of that game against the Cowboys, this Tennessee offense has been pathetic. So, but I think this is going to be a weird kind of, you remember that, the Monday night game where I almost lost a bunch of money to you because I almost screamed the F word about how could you not take the over?
Yep.
When they were taking that kind of feel, it feels like this same type of game for me, New England on the road, weird defense for Tennessee. Very good. I'm going to take New England and I'm going to go with the under in this one.
I'm going to go opposite of you.
You're going to take Tennessee in the over?
I'm going to take Tennessee not to win, but to cover the points. And I'm going to take the over because this is what my brain flashed.
I almost just cussed again.
My brain just flashed 27-23 New England.
Okay.
I think Marcus Mariota could do a little bit. Oh, you're so angry about this.
I don't see.
At home, Tennessee, one of those trap games, revenge game for Deion Lewis. Marcus Mariota running around. No Gronk.
Yeah, and probably. Vrabel. You know, you remember Vrabel throwing, getting touchdowns thrown to him in the Super Bowl from Tom Brady? Yeah. And now he's a head coach against Tom Brady.
You believe it?
Nuts, dude. Ridiculous. I was thinking about that the other day. It was like one of those weird, you know, shower thoughts where, you know, you're like, is this for real? You know, because I remember Mike Vrabel's, you know, out of Ohio State, Steelers drafted Mike Vrabel. He played for us throughout his rookie contract. And his big play before he went to New England was he knocked the ball out of Drew Bledsoe's hand in the playoffs. And the Steelers won that playoff game.
Drew Bledsoe and Ben Coates.
Yeah.
Love it.
So Vrabel was around for a long time. Obviously, he's knocking the ball out of Drew Bledsoe's hand.
He knows the bits. He knows the stuff. I'm not. I mean, this could easily go exactly what you said. I'm just saying, it's a Tennessee at home game. Patriots like to occasionally play the weird ones. You know, Sony Michel is not a guarantee. It's just a lot of stuff where, I don't know, 27-23. That's what popped up in my brain.
Dude,
that's
Tennessee.
Where I'm sitting.
Tennessee loves to screw with you. Let's look at their schedule real quick, because they're 4-4. But it seems like anytime they look like they're going to get annihilated. So they beat Dallas on the road. They lost by 1 point to the Chargers. And why is everyone calling the Chargers the best team in the NFL?
Who's doing that?
A bunch of people on NFL.
A bunch of losers.
Don't forget about the Chargers. Don't forget about the Chargers, you know, but yeah, I don't think you can forget about the Chargers, but we said this every year about the Chargers. Yeah, they're really good, and then they lose in the playoffs. That's what they do.
Yeah.
So they blanked Baltimore, or they lost to Baltimore 21-0. They lost to the Bills 13-12. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Jaguars 9-6. This is what I mean by playing in the muck. Like they, the only team that I think made them play up to them was Miami week one when they lost 27-20. They beat the Texans 20-17 week two, beat Jacksonville, beat Philly, then lost to Buffalo, Baltimore, and the Chargers before they beat Dallas. So it seems like, you know, your pick could just work in, you know, opposite land like the Titans work.
Yeah, and that's my logic behind it. Revenge games, opposite
another
land.
Drink for that pick.
Did you hear me doing it? That's exactly what I did. That's
sure
exactly
did.
What I did. That's exactly right. All right, next up, we've got the Jacksonville Jaguars going to Indianapolis to face off with the Colts. The Colts are only a 2.5-point favorite at home. 46.5 is the over. I don't particularly love the broken neck Jalen Ramsey's by any means.
Coming off the bye here.
I know, and there's a lot of work to be done. Leonard Fournette coming back. Maybe they implement Carlos Hyde. I think there's a million factors that go into Jacksonville's side here, but Indianapolis is just throwing the ball down everybody's throat. Think here for a minute. Just picture Patrick Mahomes. Think of how much this guy has thrown the ball. How many passes he's thrown. Close your eyes. Think.
Okay.
All right. So your eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to picture a quarterback named Patrick Mahomes.
He talks like this.
We got the win today.
We got the win. It's very exciting.
We played very well.
You know, Kareem Hunt, he's a very good running back. He makes me better.
Was it Sealy that said he has the same voice as Aaron Rodgers' agent in all of those
exactly.
State Farm commercials?
It's not about me.
My name's Patrick.
It's not about me. This is a team win.
We're protecting Aaron Rodgers' house.
So think about Patrick Mahomes. Think about how many times you've seen the ball fly in the air. Think about all the touchdowns. Think about how much better he's been than all the other quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting like that. Remember when Anakin would thrash in his sleep and he would see Padme dying?
Yeah.
I just see Patrick Mahomes throwing touchdowns against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So
now Andrew Luck has completed 15 more passes than him, thrown 30 more, and only has 6 less passing touchdowns. And Patrick Mahomes on another level. Andrew Luck has been too legit to quit all year. And that offense has done some surprising things. I think this is one of those trap Jaguar games. Jags coming off the bye. Leonard Fournette's coming back. Things are starting to turn around. And the Colts shove it down their throat. I'm going to go Colts. And I'm going to go with the over because there's some garbage points to be had for Jacksonville. Or, I mean, it could be closer than I'm making it out to be, but I'm going to take Indianapolis in the over.
Colts and the over. Oh, man. I just think with 2 weeks to prepare, like, is Jacksonville, have they fallen off this much? They almost went to the Super Bowl last year.
I've heard that.
I mean, they should have gone to the Super Bowl last year.
They did.
I'm going to take Jacksonville, and I'm going to go the opposite with you. And I'm not doing it to be a contrarian. They're still first against the pass in the NFL. They're allowing under 200 yards passing per game. They're bad against the run, but that is not where Indianapolis doesn't match up well against this team, I think, on offense. So because Marlon Mack is banged up, they don't have anyone else. What is Jordan Wilkins going to run up against the Jaguars? I just don't think it's going to happen. So, and they're still 8th in points. So I just feel like if – and Jacksonville doesn't score very well. Jacksonville is 22nd total yards. They're tied for 29th in points. That's why I'm going to take the under here.
Well, Leonard Fournette hasn't been there, Bogman.
That's true. You're absolutely right about that. But don't we think that Leonard Fournette is going to be on some type of a pitch count here?
They have Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, they do have Carlos Hyde, but they're still tied with Carlos Hyde. They're still
I'm knocking base hits here, Bogman. I'm just singling you down the middle.
Right, and when it's 13-9 is the final score.
That's a good point.
I'll win that one.
That offense is too powerful with the Colts. Now, it's the secondary weapons that are the problem, but, I mean, this is a dumb game. I don't want a lot of this game. I'll be honest with you.
Well, this one might be as bad as Detroit at Chicago, like as far as picking.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot that I want about this game for sure. All right, when we come back, we have still got, geez, we need to really move through these. We have got three of the, quote, morning games, early afternoon games. Then we've got to get into the late afternoon. There's only three of those. Sunday night and then Monday, another feature for the San Francisco 49ers on Monday night. We'll talk about that. So don't go anywhere. It is the final segment of In This League coming up with him, Scott Bogman, me, Chris Welsh, and you. We'll be right back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends is
in this league.
In the dark.
It's endless love. It's got to end at some point. The segment's got to, it's all got to end at some point, Bachman.
Enrish Rub.
This show, Enrish Rub. This show, in this league, our time on Earth. All of this. What do you think ends first?
My time on Earth.
The In This League as a whole, or one of us as in this league? Like, what do you think is the end game?
It'll be the In This League in memorial of Scott Bogman.
In memoriam? Okay, memoriam. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it one of us leaves and then it's replaced?
I die.
Or in 2 years. Okay, so it's just about you dying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably all of that. What was it? The fried chicken pizza? What was it?
Hot wing pizza. Yeah.
Does anyone else do that?
Well, I mean, it's on the menu, so
no. But I mean,
I would guess other
place,
people order it.
No, is it
every place does it?
They do a hot wing. I've never heard of it in my life.
Yeah, some places don't do it very well. I mean, Pizza Hut is terrible.
Do you dip it in ranch?
If you just want the runs, order it from Pizza Hut. Yeah, that's what I said. I got three sides of ranch.
Three?
Yeah, I didn't eat all of them. I still have half the pizza in my fridge. I'm eating this as soon as we're done.
Oh, I'm good right now. Let's go heat it up. Start up. We'll be like the Steelers podcast. We'll just be unprofessional. Just go hook up your microwave, get going with it.
Gotta heat this up for a second, guys.
You guys hold on here. Just listen to the podcast. I'm gonna heat up this pizza.
Yeah, hold on. Let me run to the Circle K, get a Polar Pop.
Hey, Frank, I gotta get a soda real quick. Hold on. All right, let's get to these games. We gotta plow through these because I'm taking too much time up here. What the hell was I talking about? Cardinals and Chiefs. Well, I was just talking about Patrick Mahomes. Close your eyes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Think of the best quarterback in the NFL.
Look at
his
that
name. Actor. There's Patrick Mahomes.
I can run a pass.
Hey, everybody. Cardinals and Chiefs. Oh, boy. Cardinals are going into Kansas City. The Chiefs are a 16.5-point favorite. The over-under is 49.5.
That's too big, right?
I don't know, man. That's all too much.
16.5?
Who wants to touch that game?
By the way, we have three other games that are double digits after this one. Still.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Or at least I have them marked down as double digits. I don't know if
there's one adjusted.
Okay.
Ooh, I wonder which one do you think it is?
If it's
Chargers and Raiders and Dolphins and Packers, right? Rams and Seahawks too.
So the Rams and Seahawks, that's the one I'm assuming changed.
Obviously, because I didn't say it. So that one.
Well, yeah, but I was going to guess that one anyway, because that game we talked about on the Black Book, that one is always close. Yeah. But enough about that one until we get there.
Cardinals and Chiefs.
I could take the Cardinals in this one, but I'm definitely taking the over. I think this is more of like a, 42-30 game, something like that. The Cardinals got 2 weeks to prepare. It's not like it's going to help.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
You're going to give up the 16.5?
I hate it. But
how is the spread only 49.5? Or the over-under, I mean.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's like I see it as something like, hopefully my points add up, like a 35-17 type of a thing. I think that gets us over 50. Like, that's the type of game I'm looking at, late scoring on the Cardinals.
That would be 52, yeah, right?
I hate it. I don't know why. I mean, I think you could play the over on this game. That's a lot better, but why would anybody want to touch that line? Unless, obviously, the only way you want to do it is you're going with the Arizona Cardinals, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not comfortable either way, but I think if I had to lay down money on it, I would take that 16.5 points. You just never know. Patrick Mahomes gets hurt.
Yeah.
Then this game is very close.
By the way,
I also saw Buffalo beat Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a good point.
On the road.
I saw this and I wanted to mention this and I forgot. I think this is so hilarious. So on ESPN, they have this funny thing. You're looking at the lines and temperature, and they've also got like, hey, this many tickets remain at this price. So I'm looking, Browns, it's like 1,500 tickets as low as $17, Browns versus Atlanta. Colts, 1,500 tickets as low as $23. Titans, Patriots, 1,200 tickets as low as $230. Holy.
$230?
There is not. I'm going to go here real quick. Not that this doesn't mean anything.
There's other stuff to do in Nashville, too. I mean,
apparently not. There's only one other game that has tickets available that is even double digits, and it's the Bears game. And those are as low as $110. $230 when the Patriots come into town. That's what Tennessee has left.
Well, dude, that's what I sat when the Steelers came in here, dude. I sat all the three rows from the top. I was at the 50-yard line, but three rows from the top, and I paid $200.
$200. That. Why does it go?
Because it's like Heinz Field. There's more Steelers fans there. So
yeah, all the poor people at the top.
I feel obligated to go. They only come every whatever it is, 7.5 years, 8 years.
All the working people up top.
Yeah.
The hard earned money.
Stiffs. Yeah.
Took their college tuition, their children's college tuition to get a Steelers game, third row from the top.
Those losers aren't going to college anyway, right? So
that's a good time. Those Steelers fans, that's true. Sorry.
Jesus.
That was too much. I apologize.
I was making just like a kid's reference.
You were having
in
fun. Yeah. I went too deep. All right. Let's go to Buffalo versus the Jets. This is a weird one. I love ESPN too. It's like players to watch. There's one player, Isaiah Crowell. That's it. That's the only player because no one knows who's going to be the quarterback on either team. This game has the Jets favored by 7.
How does this game have a line, by the way?
Over under is 36.5. 36.5.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to.
Yeah, dude.
What is it? You got the Jets by 7?
Jets are favored by 7. 36.5 is the over under.
I'm just going to take the Jets and take the over.
I'm taking Buffalo and the under.
I want to take
the under?
I'm going to reserve the right to change my pick.
What?
If Josh Allen is healthy, I would take Buffalo.
You know what? I'm taking Buffalo in the over. I don't like that under too much. I don't live in a world where I'm going to take the under on a 36
and a half.
Well,
dude, they didn't score an offensive touchdown last week, dude.
Well, dude, I don't know, dude.
Miami versus the Jets, the one touchdown was Jerome Baker, a linebacker.
Yeah. Let's go to the next game because that game's stupid. Redskins go into Tampa Bay. Could this be the dirt cutter fire game? I hope so. Tampa Bay is favored by 3 at home, so it's practically a throw up there. Over-under is 51. Alex Smith looking for his double-digit touchdown marker this year. He's only got 9 of them. AP, run wild. Mike Evans, let's see if he can be thrown 10 balls and catch more than one. What do you think?
Man, this one's tough. Tampa Bay hasn't been good as of recently. They've lost 2 in a row. The one win before that was a 3-point victory against Cleveland. They lost to Atlanta before that, lost to Chicago and Pittsburgh. So they are a 3-point difference away from Cleveland from losing 6 games in a row here. Washington also putting their worst foot forward recently. They lost last week 38-14. They beat the Giants. They barely beat the Cowboys. They beat the Panthers, and they got smoked by the Saints in the previous games here. I'm going to take Washington, and I'm going to go with the under. And take the points.
Washington and the under.
Tampa Bay's defense is the worst, but I don't know how good Washington's offense is.
I don't like this game at all.
No, it's another tough one.
It's lame. I am going to take Tampa Bay and the under.
Tampa Bay and the under.
Yeah, not a fan.
Give me the score of this game.
Crap. Now I got to do the math so it works out. I'm going to say
28-21, Tampa wins.
Yeah, I think it's like a 4-point game. I think they're going to have the Lions close in this. I think it's like, give me 24-21.
24-21.
Or okay. 24-20. Then my math works better. 24-20. Yeah.
All right. That 44 fits, points, it's well under.
Fits my narrative better. All right. Going to the afternoon games, the Los Angeles Clippers are going to the Oakland Raiders. The Clippers.
Chargers in the over.
Chargers are favored by 10. That's a double-digit one. Over-under is 50.
Yeah, Chargers in the over.
50.
This might be the easiest game of the week. I want to stack Chargers, dude. I want to stack them all over the place. I don't want any part of the falling apart, terrible, awful Raiders. So this one's easy. Now, I did look. The Chargers have some crazy travel schedule coming up where they go like 8 million miles over their next 5 weeks or something. So they're going to be worn out, but I think we're still at the front end of this. Let me look here. Chargers schedule. Let's see. They played at Seattle. They played Tennessee. They played Cleveland on the road. Then they went to Oakland. Yeah, but they're going to they're playing Oakland. They got Denver, Arizona, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Yeah, they're going all over the place here. They went to who'd they play? They played Tennessee in London also. So they got to be fairly gassed, but I still think they smoke the Raiders in this
game.
The Raiders.
I am going to. What did you say? Over and
Chargers over.
I'm gonna go Chargers under on this one.
Chargers.
I still think they smoke them.
It's 35-0.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's where I'm going with it. The second afternoon game, we have got the Miami Dolphins at the Green Bay Packers. This is a smoking, I think. Green Bay 9.5 favorite. 47.5 is the over. I am going to take Green Bay, and I'm going to take the over on this one.
Green Bay and the over. I don't like this line. Green Bay just doesn't look like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is clearly playing at like whatever 70%, you know.
Yeah, it's not great.
Injury. I think you're going to take Green Bay too, just because Miami has looked the last couple weeks like everyone expected them to. Because remember when Miami was like winning the East and everyone's like, oh, watch out for Miami. Look at them. And it has, I can't believe I'm going to say this. It has coordinated with Ryan Tannehill being out. Ryan Tannehill right here. He's the heartbeat of this Dolphins team.
Oh, boy. You're doing that?
No, he's terrible. He's not good. They got lucky. They played Buffalo and the Jets and a bunch of crappy teams early. I'm going to take Green Bay, but I'm going to take the under because I am not confident in Miami scoring. I couldn't score against the Jets last week.
Couldn't.
So Green Bay and the under.
All right. So we've got one more here for the afternoon. We have got the Seattle Seahawks going to the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are favored by 9.5, so that line has obviously moved. 50.5 is the over-under. Todd Gurley has not had a game this season where he has not scored a touchdown. He is incredible. But what do you think about this game? Doug Baldwin's a little bit banged up again. Where are we at?
Well, I think the easy one is the over here, just because how many points the Rams have been scoring this year week to week. It's just been insane. So I think the Rams are the over is easy. And I think I have to take Rams. I don't like that because Seattle usually plays hard. I'm seeing our commercial with our buddy again is on TV right now.
Are you serious?
Another it's like one. Him and then a bunch of 50-year-old ladies in this commercial. So very strange. Anyway, the Rams and the over. And give me Humira. That's what I want.
Humira. That's the medicine. Right. Brent Bailey. Everywhere. I swear to God, dude. He's everywhere. Dude. Super annoying. I am going to go with, what did you say, the over in the Rams?
Over in the Rams.
Give me the under in the Rams on this one.
Rams. And the under, even though I sat there and specifically said the over was the easy thing, I think. But I'm constantly wrong, so I don't mind you picking against me. What's next?
We have got the Cowboys at the Eagles. The Eagles are favored by 7. Only 43.5 is the over-under. Amari Cooper looked like he was doing his thing with the Dallas Cowboys, and we get to see Golden Tate for the first time. So what do you think?
Philly and the under. I don't know that Dallas can score. They have maybe the most unimaginative offense in the NFL. Everything was working with Zeke in the first half last week, and then they didn't run Zeke. I think he had like 6 rushes in the second half. It made no sense at all. I don't know what the hell they're doing over there. So Philly and the under for me.
You said Philly and the over?
Under. I don't think Dallas can score.
Dallas
plays decent defense most of the time, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go Philly in the over, though.
Yeah, I mean, the over makes sense if you think that Dallas is going to turn the ball over a bunch and give Philly short fields. So I'm way more confident in Philly than I am in the over-under in this game. But because I think that can go either way because they could be setting them up with short fields and stuff like that. But I think Philly is the easy one in this game, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's why I'm going to go with Philly. Final up here is the Monday night game. It's my team, the San Francisco 49ers, we got to cover it. They are favored by 3.5. The over-under is 45 against the New York Giants. Eli Manning has the least touchdowns of a full go NFL quarterback so far, only 8 touchdowns. Odell Beckham, still good. Saquon's taper down a little bit, though he catches the crap out of the ball. At one point, Matt Breida was the NFL leading rusher at one point. He still got 531 yards, so 1,000 is within range. But what do you think?
He was the leader at 500 yards like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah, that's probably right. Better quarterback in this game, Eli Manning or Nick Mullins? Oh,
man, I don't know.
It's not an easy question.
I think I would take the guy who's won 2 Super Bowls in most cases.
Oh, but I thought you were going to say won the last game.
No. I don't like this game at all. You're taking the Niners in the under, right?
Yeah.
I wrote it in for you.
I think the Giants might actually take this, but I'll have a little homerism.
I like Nick Mullins. Is he this good? I don't know. I'm going to take San Francisco in the over.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, those are all the games. That's it. Those are your Week 10 games.
Yep.
And we end this show with the rest of those games. If you would like, you guys can interact with us on Twitter @IsItTheWelsh, @BogmanSports. You can tweet at us. You can tell us that you need our address. You can get in our DMs because you're sending us the Nintendo Switch or for my kid or the PlayStation for just Bogman and his cats.
Yeah. Yep. And
whatever.
My cats.
Whatever. However you
I'll
want to do
it. I'll find a cat game. That's fine.
They probably got one. Get Paw Patrol and then just like make the dogs never win. That'll be perfect. The cats will love it. You can do all of that stuff. Find us on Twitter. Go over to InThisLeague.com and check us out over at Patreon.com/ITL Army. Come have some fun with us and you support when you do. That's all that we got. I hope you guys have a great week 10. I'll talk to you guys on Sunday if you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Otherwise, catch us on the podcast and we will talk to you next week.
Peace out.
Bye, Steve.
See you. We'll be right back.